Tuesday, September 4th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Trade talks temporarily broke off last Friday with Canada when Canada learned through a leaked account of comments made by Trump, essentially saying that Canada would make all the concessions and the U.S. none. If that was the case, there was nothing then to negotiate. Trump intends to bully Canada down. I imagine they will be brought back to negotiations after getting past the insult, but Trump does have a problem. He asked Congress to authorize renegotiation of NAFTA, and then Friday, because of a deadline, he informed Congress that he was bringing them a bilateral trade agreement with Mexico that is not NAFTA. He said the deal he would bring them would possibly include Canada. Trump also warned Congress not to give him trouble with this. That means they should not say that the bilateral agreement technically does not qualify as NAFTA under Trade Promotion Authority rules, and Congress did not authorize a bilateral agreement with just Mexico. If he could get an agreement with Canada, this technical hurdle of what constitutes NAFTA would go away. Trump has tweeted that he sees no need to include Canada if they do not make all the concessions he demands. Congress had to be given 90 days notice by deadline Friday under TPA. How do you think that his telling Congress to stay out of it, which meant to give him a rubber stamp, is going to work out? I think that there will be problems, don't you? This trade deal will likely be consummated by the next Congress, and who knows who that one will be controlled by politically. Trump threatened that if Congress doesn't cooperate, he would terminate the current NAFTA. Use of sugar in trade deals has no appeal to Trump, who appears to have an unlimited supply of vinegar in his tank, saying we shouldn't have to buy our friends with bad trade deals and free military protection. That will certainly endear him to all of our allies, including the European Union and Japan. I thought that an odd statement coming from someone who I don't believe has a friend in the world that he has not bought in some way or another. His bullying has been extended to both U.S. foreign policy and trade policy. Granted, there are concessions that Canada needs to make on milk and potatoes, but humiliation is not generally a successful negotiation tactic, particularly between friends. Trump has seen to it that Canada will never be our friend while he is president. Trump is literally threatening both Canada and Congress with not a lot of art transparent in the deal. China is essentially doing the same thing as Trump did here, injecting fiscal stimulus into their economy in order to insulate it from pressures of the trade war. China reported a PMI of 51.3 in August, up from 51.2 the previous month. I don't imagine they fudged it any, do you think? Trump is being told that their economy is hurting, so he'll want to follow through on the next $200 billion in goods to lay tariffs on. Then they say they will retaliate on $60 billion. The next great confrontation, however, will come as a result of the Trump embargo on anyone doing business with Iran in November without a waiver from the United States. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the hogs, I'm changing my tune. After being better briefed in African swine fever, it could be a game changer. It may get bad enough overseas to provide the export opportunity the U.S. pork industry sorely needs to bail it out of the current squeeze it finds itself in. A reliable source says that the African swine fever is out of control in Asia. It is highly contagious, numbers of infected hogs were shipped before they knew that what they were dealing with, and has also been detected throughout the food chain. Dumplings in South Korea imported from China have tested positive for ASF. The disease is carried in too many ways, including ticks and biting insects. At least half of hogs in China are still raised outside, so are exposed. The disease is expanding toward Europe, too, testing positive in Romania. The disease is highly virulent, and there is no vaccine or cure. All they can do is liquidate herds and implement biosecurity measures. We have feral hogs here in the United States that could spread the disease to most hog-producing states should ASF reach us. The experience gained with bird flu should be applicable to the hog industry biosecurity for this disease. We will take this a step at a time, but we were implementing some put-call spread recommendations for 2019 lean hog contracts that would deliver rewards if the global AFS situation spreads and intensifies as some think it is doing. On grains, Stats Canada reported all wheat production of 21.988 million metric tons compared to the low-end trade estimate of 29.3 and 29.984 last year. Drought had reduced all crops in Canada at or below the average trade estimates. The worst wheat conditions, however, are in Australia, Europe, and the Black Seas region, where drought is severe. They keep talking that they are going to limit wheat exports from Russia, Ukraine, to avoid domestic shortages, but they have not yet done it. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.